Learning Masechtas Bei Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Go back a little bit to the sugya. It really starts from the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah talks about the different Yisurim Derabanan. The Mishnah categorizes in three Yisurim the ones that are Mishum Shvus, which the Gemara here explains. It means all you have is Shvus. You don't have any inyan of Rishus or Mitzvah in them. And then you have the ones that are Asim Mishum Rishus, which is the Rashi calls it a Ksas Mitzvah. Not a mitzvah gedolah. It's karev to be a rishus. And then you have an issur derabanan. And then you have the things that are asur mishum mitzvah, meaning a mitzvah mamish, Rashi says. So what are the things that are asur mishum rishus? You're not allowed to climb a tree, ride an animal, swim in the water, or dance or clap. And the reason why you can't climb a tree is because gzeirah shel mi'ilosh. You might detach some of the branches of the tree, be over an issur derabanan of ksira. An animal, the Mars Maskan is Gzeira Shemiachtach Zmeira. Swimming is also because you might make a Chavish al Shayatin, and clapping and dancing is because you might be Masakan a cliche. And we discussed a little bit in the beginning of the fourth parak about why Lamaisa, Halacha Lamaisa today, people dance and clap. Now, one smaller error on this is the Gemara wanted to say, In Rechma Behem is Gzeira Shem Shemiachtach Chutzutchum, and the Gemara says, Shema Minah Tchum in Deraisa. Shema Minah is Deraisa. Rashi says that since there were geyser rechiva to tchumen, baistais tchumen is deraisa. So the din of going out of 2,000 amos is deraisa. And lemaisa, there is a tana also Rebbe Kiva, but we don't bask in that way. So where it says elixir shem yachtach zmeir. So there is a discussion. The Rif at the end of the first parak of Erevin, and the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos parak of Zayin Halacha Aleph, they pask in Halacha lemaisa that there is a tchumen that's deraisa of Yud Beis Mil. 2,000 amos is 1 mil. Yud Beis Mil is 12 times that. 3 parsais. But they're coming from the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says that according to everyone, even if you hold Tchumen is the Rabbanan, Rabbi Kiva holds Tchumen deraisa, meaning Tchumen of 2,000 amos is deraisa. And then he learns that from a pasuk. He has a whole drasha from a pasuk, 2,000 amos, and by the Ari Levium. Medaisa mechutzira payamama. You learn that from Xerah Shava. But Lamaisa, we pass in that's the Rabbanan, but Tchumen of Yud Beis Mil, which is Kenegan Machne Yisrael, that you learn it from the Yetzir Shem Kaimai, and that's the Raisa. So there come the Kamakashis on it, from many different Gemaras in the Shas Bavli, which seem to be Mavur, that there is no Din Tchumen the Raisa, according to the Mandiyama Tchumen the Rabbanan. And the Rishayin discussed it at length at the end of the first parak of Erevin, and one of the Kashis that's asked is from our Gemara. The Gemara says, "L'orach mina behema, gzer Hashem yitzchutz l'tchum." The Gemara says, "Shema mina tchum in deraisa." Why don't we say this gzer? You might go out of Yud Beis Mil. That's one of the kashas the Rishayim ask on the Rambam and the Rif. So the Gan Yankov in Erevin, and the end of the first parak, he wants to miyashav all the kashas. He wants to shlim the Yisham with the Mavli, and this kash he says is not so shver. If the Rabbanan already made a gzer of 2,000 amis, so it's unlikely that someone riding a behema, he might, if 2,000 amos is deraisa, and midrabanan, there's no iser, you could go 1,999 amos, and 2,000 amos is deraisa, so they were afraid, if someone's riding an animal, he might not be careful how far the animal's going, it might be going quicker than he anticipates, and he'll end up adding a tchum before he realizes. But if there anyways an iser derabanan to go 2,000 amos, so by the time he gets to Yud Beis Mil, he'll have long already figured out that he's added a tchum, and we're not geyser anymore. There's no reason to be geyser riding an animal for Yud Beis Mil when you already have an Issa Derabanan of 2,000 amos. Yeah, logical teretz. Just wanted to mention that we spoke about this earlier on the Afchav Chesem Beis, that the Bahag says the reason why you can't show a sack into a chacham is because you might go out of the tchum of Yud Beis Mil. That's what the Barak says, going with this svara of the Rif and the Rambam, that Yud Beis Mil is deraisa. So the Baal Amar asks on that how could that be when Ag Gemara says, and Erech from the Gavi Behema, Zer Shem is tchum shmam and tchum in deraisa. So you see the Gemara is never geyser going out of the tchum of Yud Beis Mil. So a man says like this, by an animal, we're only afraid it will go out of a makam karev. Now shake it to show to a chacham, who knows where the chacham is. If the chacham is Yud Beis Mil away, the very few chachamim, the chacham is more than Yud Beis Mil, you might go more than Yud Beis Mil to show the chacham. It's more of a shash of Yud Beis Mil when you have to show a sack to a chacham, that might be where the chacham is, to when you're riding an animal, but you're only afraid it will go out of the makam karev. And that could stem with the teretz of the Gan Yankov. The reason why you're not afraid by going with the animals because you know we're near the Yud Beis Mil. You're not going out of the 2,000 Amos. You might forget, but then you remind yourself way before you get to Yud Beis Mil. Mashenge Tahari Sakim L'chokham. The problem isn't that you might forget where you are. The problem is you might, in your haste to go to the Chacham, forget all about the Yisrat Chumin, and then you go out of the Yud Beis Mil. Okay, and now the sugya about Eilim Mishum Rishus. So we have a Machlekes here, Rashi and Tesis. The Gemara says, Eilim Mishum Rishus, what are the four Mishum Rishus? You can't Dana Din Torah, you can't be Mekadosh and Isha, you can't be Chalitz or Miyama Miyavam. The question is, why is that Rishus? Why is that a Mitzvah? The Gemara asks for a Mitzvah Kavit. So the Gemara answers, by being done, it's talking about a case where there's somebody that knows better how to dan than this dayan, so it's not really a mitzvah. He really should be giving it to the dayan that knows better. But Mekadosh Isha, the Gemara is the same kasha, mitzvah kavod. The Gemara answers, L'tshichat isla ishu ubanim, he has a wife and children, and the male is not really a mitzvah. And the chazal miyam, it's a mitzvah. Teretz already has a gadol, there's somebody older than him, so for him, the mitzvah is really by the gadol. That's the Gemara. So Rashi learns that the Gemara's kasha was only on the lashon. How could you call it rishus? It's a mitzvah. Teretz is rishus in these cases. But even in a case where he's the only one, he's the dayan that's the best dayan in the vicinity, so it is a mitzvah. Or he's being mekadosh an isha when he does not have an isha ubanim, so it is a mitzvah. Or he's the gadol and he's either being chaylos or miyam, so it is a mitzvah. Even in that case, it's asur. But many times says no. The Gemara says asur mishum rishus. If it would be a mitzvah, then it'll be mutter. So halacha l'maisa, if he's the only, he knows how to dan best, he's the best dayan, he could do dinim on Shabbos. If he doesn't have an ishu ubanim, he could be mekadosh an isha. If he is the gadol, he could do chalitza and ibum. That's what comes out, that's the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Now Rashi is a bit shver. Why did Mishnah say that it's mishum rishus in this case? Why did the Mishnah say it's mishum mitzvah in the case where it's a mitzvah? What's behind the Mishnah? If it's just as us when it's a mitzvah, why do you call the Mishnah Mishus? So Rosh Yosef says the Mishnah is not going to Al-Rayiv. L'chayetz Abyssal Shver. By a dayan I can understand it, that maybe Al-Pirayiv, you go to a lesser dayan. Maybe Chalitza and Yibam, not always is the God of there, Al-Pirayiv, another brother wants to do it. But by Kedushin, it's Mamash Apella. By Kedushin, normal case of Kedushin is when he's only Yeshua Banim. The first marriage is a normal case. Why would the Mishnah then say by Mekadosh and Isha Rishus and Zetz and Ein in the case of Yeshla Yishu Ubanim, why not say the case of Mitzvah Ainli Yishu Ubanim? L'chayr Shver, Abyssal Shver. But at time, it's read a little bit the other way. If you do have the Isur Mishu Mitzvah of Makdish, Marech, Machem, and Magbim, Chumus, and Maishus, and there also, even though it's a Mitzvah Mamish, why didn't they say that? Why there were they gazed by a mitzvah and here not? So the Ran already asked the Kasha. The Ran bavarns the Kasha. The Ran says, in the safe it's not really such a big mitzvah. And the Chariah means, the Ram Shif reads the says, it's not a mitzvah chiyuvis. There's never a chiyuv to be mached to something lebedek habayis or to be machem or to be marech. It's never a chiyuv to do that. Chumas and Aishas, I'm not sure, but it's never a chiyuv to do that. Even chumas and Aishas, maybe that fresh is not a chiyuv, it's just to be mached the fruit. So Mimela, that's why they were asked to even mark a mitzvah. Mashen came to Dana Din Torah, to Mekadosh and Isha Du Chalitzim, which is a Chiv, there they weren't Geizer. So Yashash has the Kasha, L'chayitz Ashtik L'Kasha, he says, the Gemara, it's Mevorim Mesechlis Roshan Nafam Beizu Mebeiz, that let's say you have to climb a tree to get a Shafer, or go on a Behemoth to get a Shafer. It's Mevorim that it's Aser, even though it's a mitzvah Chiyuvis. Also, you find earlier in this Masech, the Smicha, right, which is also the same Mitzvah Recha Mehema, is also according to Beis Shammai, even though it's a mitzvah, even though it's a chiyuv. The Teretz says, L'chaira, the Mishnah says, these are Asim Mishim Shvus, when there's no mitzvah. So what about when there is a mitzvah? Vaisley, it doesn't matter. Once they ask it, they ask it for all cases. So who the Mishim Rishus also should be that way? It says Mishim Rishus, the Mishnah might Rishus. What about it's a mitzvah? Just like the Shvus cases are Asim, even when it's a mitzvah, the Rishus case also should be asked even when it's a mitzvah. Yeah, there's Ash Baib Shrek. Al Kobanim, Lipsak Halacha, the Beis Yosef says that according to Ben Etam, the Rif and the Rush would have to read ice the Gemara Zekimta of Ikad Adafine, or Lachicha the Isla Ishi Ubanim, or like Shricha, that he's not the Gadol. The Gemara would have to read that ice because it's Negei Lalacha. And the Rif and the Rush leave out that Akimta, and the Rambam also, they just bring down the Mishnah Stam. So it's Mavori from them that it's all cases it's Asr, like Shittas Rashi. So Raven Yushayim hold like Rashi, the front, this is the Beis Yosef, always goes with those three Amudei Aron, and they all three of them hold like Rashi. So mainly he's going to pass like Rashi, not like Rabbeinu Tam. The Beis Yosef, which means the Ran says that in the Tshuva, Rabbeinu Tam writes, they only do it mitach daicha gadol. You can all be mekanish and isha, even by imla isha banim, when there's a daicha gadol. Also, the guy Ismaimanis brings that, and the guy Ismaimanis brings that Rabbeinu Tam wasn't Meir Kein Alacha Lamaisa. So the Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Shinlam Metesef Gimel Paskins, it's also Mechalinian. That's the Shita, we go with the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam, even Rabbeinu Tam didn't say Alacha Lamaisa. But it's interesting, the Ramah, I'm going to speak about the Ramah a little bit later, he brings the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, Yesh Metiyam Lekadish. We don't Paskin that way necessarily, but he brings it. We'll see in a second. Now another machlekes, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah, is the Beis Yosef brings Kamar Rishayim, it's the Ran, and the Rajma, and the Gais Maimini, and the Snak, the Kolbay, that not only is Kedushin Asa, but Nisuan's Asa. And then discussing, what if the Kedushin was done already, and all you're doing now is a Nisuan, that's also Asa. And they bring it from the Yishalmi. Now the Beis Yosef holds that what the Rishayim are trying to say is, even if Beinu Tam holds the way. Even if Beinu Tam that's not the Kedushin, because there's only Asa Mishim Rishus, but when it's a mitzvah, like it's Ein La'ishu Ubanim it's Mutter, that's Tomek Kedushin, but Nisuin is another Isser, and the Isser of Nisuin is even Mimaka Mitzvah, even when it's Ein La'ishu Ubanim. So practically, you wouldn't be able to get married, even according to Beinu Tam. Azai, you'd say, Beinu Tam, you get married on Shabbos, Ein La'ishu Ubanim, go get married. But practically, you can't, because we do the Kedushin and the Nisuin. He's only mounted the Kedushin according to the Beis Yosef, not the Nisuin. But, and what's the Chiluk? What should be the Chiluk in Kedushin and Nisuin? The Prima Gadim says, because the Kedushin, the Gemara says, is also all these things, Shema Yichtaif. It's a Gzeira. So the Gzeira, you can say like a Bein Atam, that the Gzeira is only said, B'makam Mishus, not B'makam Mitzvah. But what's the Yis of Nisuin? The Rishalmi doesn't say Gzeira Shema Yichtaif. Rishalmi says the Nisuin is a Kinyan. The Kinyan is an Yis of Mekach Umemkar. Mekach HaMemka is not an Asr Gzeir Shem Yichdev. Mekach HaMemka is an Isser Batsim. So, Mekach HaMemka, which is a Kenyan, that's Asr Shabbos Batsim, even Mavaka Mitzvah. That's how the Prima Gadim is Mazbet Achilik. But the Derek HaMesha argues, the Derek HaMesha says, Rishayim never said that. The Rishayim are going with the Isser in the Mishnah. L'mayin k'dislay and l'mayin k'dislay. There's an Issa Kedushin, does that apply to Nisun as well? The Rishayim say applies to Nisun as well. But ain't a chinami. According to Rashi, the Nisun will be Asa across the board. According to Beinu Tam, and only be Asa, ain't the issue about him. But not that Nisun's more chum than a Kedushin. All they're saying is Nisun has the same Issa as Kedushin. But they didn't say it was more chum. So according to the Ramah, Rabbeinu Tam would even be mad to Nisun. Now, so even though the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh all say that the Paschal all, it's clear that the Paschal like Rashi many times also is only Matim Midaychik, but the Ramam brings the Eish Matirim, and he brings also the Ev Shehudin Knisul Uchot Bashari, and he says like this, even though we don't Paschal this way, but we are saying Mechana Bishas Adchak, and he writes a whole shtickle. He says, it's Gadol Kavod Abrius. He says, sometimes, and in those days, they used to make the Chasness on Friday. That was the minute. They made the Chasness on Friday right before Shabbos, and the suit of the chasna would be done on Leil Shabbos. That was what they used to do. So he says, sometimes they make the chasna, and the mechutanim are still fighting. Interesting. And the chuppah can't start, because the mechutanim didn't figure out how much money each one's paying for the couple. So here's the chasna and the kala standing there, and they can't get married, because there's issues of money. And when did they finish? So as they finish, it's already night. So he said, okay, the whole suit is prepared, the whole chasen is prepared, and the chasen and the kala are going to be very embarrassed. And we could do it even on Shabbos, because we're saying, because God will cover the brias. And what he means is that when we're dealing with an issa d'rabbanan, and there is one shita that holds that way, even though we don't pass like the shita, but kedai this one shita to be samech ha-mashas ad-chak, and you'll have to do it. And he says, you should be careful that you don't come with dekach, but sometimes you can't. The mechatanim are still fighting, and that's that. And that's what you're going to have to do. And it's interesting, this is all in the Shulchan Aruch, 7 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 And the tshuva of Ramah, Siman Kuf Chaf Chet, is a very fascinating tshuva, where the Ramah writes an entire story, exactly the way he described in the Ramah. He writes it graphically, the entire story that happened in Krakow with him, that there was a kala, and I think she was the Yisayim, whatever it is, and they couldn't figure out the money, and it was going on, and it got very late, and he ended up doing the chuppah 2 hours after night, and he had the davening in the shul wait till they finished the chuppah, and it was on Shabbos. And he said a lot of people were very upset with him, and yeah, how could the Ramah do such a thing? First, Shalachi, and I'll get married on Shabbos. And he wrote this whole tshuva with this Rabbeinu Tam, with the whole thing, like he's passing in Shulchan Aruch, that yeah, when it's a Makom Kav and Abrius, you could be Seimach on a Das Yachid, and you can make the Chasna on Shabbos like Rabbeinu Tam. Now there is a shluz, and it's Negeya, our Taisus here. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara says, if it's Yesh like Isha Ubanim, so then it's not a mitzvah, it's a rishus. And then you have an isser. Rabbeinu Tam holds, if it's Ein like Isha Ubanim, so then it is a mitzvah, then you're allowed to do it. What if he has banim, but he doesn't have an isha? He already has children, but he doesn't have a wife because his wife died, or he got divorced, and he wants to marry his second wife. Is that mutter? Do we say, since he has banim, so it is mekayim b'rivya? So meila, it's not called a mitzvah. No, maybe even the mitzvah me'erev al tanech yedecha is also good enough to be called a mitzvah via benita. Now, if he has an isha, but does not have banim, that's pashut that it's not mutter, as I learned, because he doesn't need another isha for banim. He has an isha already. Get banim from the isha he has already. And if you're going to say the isha that he has can't have children, so then it's pashut it is mutter. Just because he has an isha, if he never had children, and the isha that he had can't have children, so avada, that's the same thing as not having an isha of banim. That's pashut. If he has an isha which could have children, so that's also pashut that he can't get married. He doesn't have banim, but he can have banim from this isha. He doesn't need a second isha for banim. The shaila that the shaila achrayim is what if he has banim, but he doesn't have an isha, and now he's going to marry an isha to have more banim. Rashi says that it's a ksas mitzvah because le'er v'tanach hadechus. So Rashi's mash, but it's not called a mitzvah. But maybe it is. Maybe even if he's mekayim b'rivya, but there's a chiv to have more children. It's a mitzvah. Maybe that's big enough mitzvah to be matter. So Rabbi Kivegan Shulchan Aruch brings a raya from our Taisus. Because Taisus had a kasha in Menetan. The Gemara says, he's a Yisham. Because the Gemara says a Kohen Gadol that his wife died in Yom Kippur. He has another Isha which he can marry. So the Yisham asks the kasha, how can he marry another Isha? He's been kind of Kenyan B'Shamis. So Yisham answers, Ein Shavus B'Mikdash. So in fact, Taisus, according to Menetan, what was Yisham's kasha? His mutter, see, the way he asks the kasha is like this. He says, since his wife died, so he doesn't have an isha. So it's a mitzvah to marry another wife. And there's another mitzvah. The chibah ba'adu ba'adei. So this whole issue of the Kohen Gadol, his avodah, is not going to work without an isha. So now it's a mitzvah, so chibah ba'adu ba'adei. So he asks two kashas. First of all, his wife died, he doesn't have an isha. Second of all, he doesn't have an isha, he has to do it. I'll skip out the bad day. So what's the first kasha? The first kasha is Tamazai. He doesn't have an isha. I has banim. So Dr. Bekvege and Taisa state Mufurish that if he doesn't have an isha, even if he has banim, it also you must according to Minitab. Because otherwise, what's his kashu? Why is Yishalmi asking a kasha? He can't get married in Janus. He doesn't have an isha. So Melu Kumitami's lab. But what do you mean? Most of the times, the Kohen Gadol already has banim. So that's it, Mishalom is kasha. Taisus is nice, dice. If he doesn't have an isha to marry another isha to get banim from another isha, it's also called a mitzvah, also a mitzvah, also a mitzvah. As I said to Bikvegim, the Dvar of Ram, Simlan Vava, his Dalad, said, Fizet, he wanted Mechich and Taisus another thing, which he was discussing. Would you allow, according to Minitav, to Mekanish and Isha, if anyway he can't have beer that Shabbos? He says, I have him for a Shariah, because Taisus had a problem with Yishalmi, according to Benetam. What do you mean? I'll tell you Pasha the answer. On Yom Kippur, it's an Issatash Shemitah. So on Yom Kippur, anyway, he can't have beer. Nice, nice. If he doesn't have an issue with Banim, even if that Shabbos he can't have beer, whatever it is, he's an Aval, still he could be Mekanish the Isha. That's what he says in Nais Dal. Nais Vav, he says he doesn't think so. Lamaisa, he decided not. Avada, if you don't need the Kedushin on Shabbos for the mitzvah, Avada Benetam wouldn't be Mekel. Rabbeinu Tam is talking about we need the Kedushin on Shabbos for the mitzvah. So what's planned in the Kohen Gadol? Okay, he doesn't have an Isha, but he can't be Bayil anyway. It's Yom Kippur. So he says, it must be, Tais didn't mean the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivya, because that he can't do anyway on Yom Kippur. It must be there's a mitzvah for a Kohen Gadol to have an Isha at all times. How do you know this mitzvah? Because the Pasuk says, Kim Sum Amavikach Isha, and the Rabban Al-Tayr says that it's a mitzvah to say the Raisa for a Kohen Gadol to be married. And the Rambam also, this is for Rabbi Yehuda Gazan Al-Chagimel, says clearly it's a mitzvah to say for a Kohen Gadol to be married. Chodesh Dik Mitzvah, but that's what they say. So Mela wouldn't be right for a Bikvega either. Because he's not talking about the mitzvah of Rivi. Anyway, he can't do that on Yom Kippur. It's a Tashemita. He's talking about the mitzvah for Kohen Gadol to be married. Now, later in Isaiah, he says like this, Lefina Beis Yosef, that says Rabbi Natan was only mounted the Kedusha, not the Nisuin. So that's also pretty clear that he can Mekadosh Anisha even if he can't be Baal. But he's very bothered by it. It's not, he argues on the Beis Yosef, he never said like the Ramah. All the Rishayim mean is that the Nisuin is similar to the Kedusha. And he brings the Ramon, the Tshuva is Marech to explain that. And the Ramon, the Tshuva also names on that if he can't be boiled, he wouldn't be able to be Mekadosh. And he says, okay, you see from the Rajba the other way. Because the Rajba asks a few kashas on Rabbeinu Tam, and he says, a Teretz is, with too many has an Isha Ubanim. And one of the kashas he asked was the Yishalmi. Now the Yishalmi clearly doesn't have an Isha, his Isha died. So what does the Rajba mean he has an Isha Ubanim? Teretz is, it means he has Banim. So you see from the Rajba essentially answered the kasha from the Yishalmi that since the Kohen Gadol has banim, the Issa would apply to him. So you see from the Rajba that in Emzon, that even if he doesn't have an Isha, the fact that he has banim alone makes it not a mitzvah for Rabbeinu Tam. And the Shail is, he's bothered, according to the Rajba, fine, you don't have the mitzvah for Rabbeinu Tam because he has banim. What about the mitzvah that Kohen Gadol has to always be married? He says, okay, maybe the Rashi is all the way. The Rabban Al-Tari says it, the Rambam holds the way. Maybe the Rashi doesn't hold the way. It's no Gemara that says it. And then he says, and what about the mitzvah of Chiba Ba'ad Devad based like Taisa says? He said, no, that you can get another Kayin. You can get the Skan to be the Kayin Gadol, and he'll do it. You don't have to go and be Deich of the Isser of marrying a Isha on Yom Kippur to do the Chiba Ba'ad Devad based. You could just engage another Kayin to be the Skan to be the Kayin Gadol. So that's a shayla. The Mishnah Berurah is very interesting. In Sifkan, there's Zion, he says them like Rabbeinu Tam. But in Sifkan, you test, in Siman Shalom, he brings a chayodim that says that Lamaisi can't be served from Rabbeinu Tam unless you have a tzirif of three things. First of all, it wasn't Mekayim B'riv Rivya. Second of all, that we're dealing with the big hafsid, and the whole chas is prepared already. And third of all, the chas and the kal will be embarrassed. So you see from the first tonight, he names a lot of Rabbi Kvega. So the Chayadim Nemzan, as long as there was already a Kim of Piri V'Rivya, we're dealing with the second marriage, and there already was a Kim of Piri V'Rivya, even though he could have children from this second marriage, that also wouldn't be enough to be matter. So you see, for Chayadim Nemzan, Mishnah Berurah mentions it. That's what he, Baruch Obanim, it's a Machalik Yisachrayim. And now let's see another minion. The Mishnah said about the Eli Mishnah Mitzvah, Lamekdishin, Lamerichel, Lamechirin, Lamekbin, Chumus, Lamechus. The Rif and the Rosh bring down the Yishalmi that says, "V'kulin she'asu ben anusim ben shegim ben mizidim ben matan, ma she'asu asu b'shamis ve'in tzarich la'im b'yantiv." B'di'evet, if someone was makdish, marich, machrim, then b'di'evet it works. It's chal, whether it's on Shabbos and certainly on yantiv. Zot the Rif and the Rosh, b'sheminim mimei, the man to avav v'ikni b'shamis mekarke matalta iknasa akna. Let's say somebody conducts a business deal on Shabbos. He sells his car or his house or any other item, and it's on Shabbos, it was Asir, but he did it. But the evidence works, and the Lekeach takes possession of it. He can't back out. And as I state in the Rambam, Nilcha Shabbos, Perichav Gimel, Lachat Hezvav, and the Ramah passes that way in Arachayim, in Nilcha Shabbos, Simin Shalom Atesiv Dalit, and Nilcha Shantiv Simin Tav Kav Kav Dalit, Sif Aleph. And also in Shulchan Aruch it's there, Simon Kav Tzadikei Sif Yin Aleph, and Simon Reish Lamanei Sif Kav Tes. So that's the Rif and the Rosh, and the Rambam, and the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, and Kama Mekaymis, that a Mekach that was transacted on Shabbos is Kayim. So the Shulchan Gemarim and the Rif ask two questions. First of all, why did the Rif and the Rosh have to bring a Raya from a Yerushalmi? It's a Bavli. Where is the Bavli? But the Kama Def Ayin Amid Beis. The Gemara there was discussing the din of Dalad Vehei, which if someone steals a shor and a seh, and he sells it, he's chay of Dalad Vehei, he's chay four times the amount of the shor and the seh. And the Gemara was discussing the halacha of Kama Midramine, when we're dealing with selling it, if he sells the shor v'sev in a way that he violates an isur Shabbos, he's still chay, he's not chayav da'alvei because of kamlei miramine. And the Gemara says that if he just stam sells it on Shabbos, so then he'll be chayav da'alvei. But if he sells it on Shabbos in a way that violates an isur deraisa of Shabbos, like he says, akaitz te'inim etinasi v'tikleg v'sayach, I want to be kainah with kesef. You pick a te'ina from my te'ina tree, and that will be kainah to geneva. Or he says, zreik nevasel chatzer v'tikleg v'sayach, throw the geneva into my chatzer and be kainah to geneva. So that is a way of selling it on Shabbos, which is being even isur deraisa of Shabbos. And Mamela, in that case, he'll be chayev dal vehe. You see clearly that someone's selling it the Issa Shabbos, and it works because he's chayev dal vehe, except if you have an issue of kamli ramine. So you see that it is a mechira. So why the Rif after being arrived from the Sham? We have a bavli. That's the first kash of the Shilta Gemara. Second kash of the Shilta Gemara is like this. Why taka doesn't work? In Tumurah Daf Dalanam Adveis, Abaya said, Kol mili dam rachman lo savin yavid mahani. Diloy mahani am I lucky? And Rava said, no, Yavid loy mahani. And why is he lucky? Because Avraham aimed the Rachmana. Question was, the Torah says not to do something, you did it. Does it work or not? Abaya says it does, Rava says it doesn't. Normally you pass it like Rava. Halacha kavasa de Abaya bi al kagam. So if that's true, why would it work? Why don't we say that the svar of Yavid loy mahani? The Torah told you not to do it, you did it, it shouldn't work. The Shulta Gemara brings a guy Ismarchai, which is a machalikis apaiskim. But the guy's Meichel says, someone made a shvua, it was mekabel lechayim, that he shouldn't sell something, or he shouldn't give it, or he shouldn't be Meichel. And he was over on his shvua, it doesn't work. And he brings a Gemara in Ksuvis, that's more that way. The Gemara says about an Isha, she shouldn't sell it to be mafkiyat from her husband. And it says, came the man in Lisbon, imzavin ein zvine zvine. Since the Torah said you're not allowed to sell it, if you did sell it, it doesn't work. You went against the Tekana. Right? Now, Lechaira, it's interesting, the Shilta Gemara second Kasha, you yourself asked the Kasha wanting to bring a Raya from the Gemara above a Kama, which is Mavruah that it works, and then you asked another Kasha, why does it work? What happened to the Avalei Mahani? So you should have a Kasha yourself, which Lechaira does, then how could the Gemara above a Kama, the Fa'ayinim Abay, say that when someone sells something, but Issa Shabbos, it works, why don't we say Avalei Mahani? But these are the two kashas. First of all, why did the Rif bring a raya from the Gemara above a Kama? And second of all, why taka does it work? What happened to the Avad Lay Mahani? So, the Achrayim speak about it. The Shach says it's the following teretz. The Shach says the Avad Lay Mahani is only when the act itself is asr. The mice is asr. But here, you could have done it with Derech Heter. You could have done it without doing an isr. So, Mel, you don't say Avad Lay Mahani. It's not, the Shulchan Aruch, they talked about Mecca Hanasseh. The Shabbos, the Mecca Hanasseh of Isra, I mean, let's say you did a transaction in a way that you violated the Isra Ribbis with the transaction. You said, I'm selling you something, and you could pay me later, but you have to pay me more. Or, I'm prepaying for an item, and since I'm prepaying, I'm going to pay less. So these are all Ribbis issues, but the Mecca works. The Mecca works. So the question is, what happened to the Avad Lay Mahani? So the Shach's answer is, because it's only when the actual act is usr, not when the act is really mutter, you're just doing it in a way that it's usr. Shach, what exactly does it mean? The Nesivis is bothered. It's mechusr hezber. The Ksaisos also asked, one of the cases there in Temura was somebody who made the meiser before the truma. So it was over on Mleaska v'demachalei ta'acher. He was makdim, or makdim chumah lebikurim, whatever the case was. So there's nothing wrong with making chumah, he's just doing it at the wrong time. So why don't you say that he did, the ma'aser was mutter, he just did it at the wrong time. So Nesivus explains the svar of the Shach. And he explains like this. Sometimes the Torah didn't want this particular chalais. That's what they didn't want. That was the kpeid of the Torah, like tamura. Started off there with tamura. Torah doesn't want a tamura. So mamela, there'll be a svar of Yavad Le'mahani. Well, let's say the Torah says someone's ma'anis a wife, a woman, he has to marry her, and he's never allowed to megarish her. Torah doesn't want her to be megarishes. And all the cases there also. Same thing with being makdim juma lebikurim. The Torah doesn't want this chalais juma. That's the problem here. In these cases, we say avad le'mahani, and I think the svar is like this. The Torah is not going to allow a chalais to work when that is going against the Torah. Why should the Torah allow such a thing? You see from the Gemara that the Ovid Le Mahani is a Svar, and the Ovid Mahani Abaye had to bring a Raya. Abaye says, I have a Raya to the Ovid Mahani, because the Le Mahani am I lucky. If it wouldn't work, then how could he get Malchus? Elamai, it must be that it works. Rabbi said, no, I have no Raya that it works, because he's lucky the Avraham Eimer Derachman. He tried to do it. You get Malchus for the attempt. It's not a Raya that it really works. But the Shaila is, but why the Ovid Le Mahani? Abaye says, the Ovid Le Mahani is a Svar, Abaye is a Raya connected to Svar. The loy mahani am I lucky? That's a raya mahani. And Rav says not a raya because his mahani is ever a member of the Rachmana. But why, what's the svara b'chalach be loy mahani? Vush deita zazach. The Torah says it's a svara. The Torah is not going to allow a chalais to work connected the Torah. So that's the same thing in the Gemara and Ksuvitz. The Gemara and Ksuvitz, the Chacham say you can't sell it. I mean that's the point. You can't sell it so that right it should be mafkir eschus at a bal. So if the Rabbanan said that. So for Shteitzach, they won't let you do it. But let's say the case of Bava Kamma, right? Where he did the Mechira in a way where he violated the Issur of Shabbos. He said, go and take off Taina from my Taina tree, and that way you'll get the Mechira. Or throw it into my, from Rosh Hasharabim, into my Chatzah, that way you'll have the Mechira. So the Mechira didn't bother the Torah, the Malacha bothered the Torah. But the Kiyam of the Mechira is not against the Ratzon HaTorah, so it doesn't pass the Ovid Le Mahani. Other Achrayim say it a little bit more sharp. That's how the Nesiva says it. Other Achrayim, Mikvegi, the Tshuva Simen Kof Chav Tes, it's an older Svar. It comes from Marit, Chel Gal, Simen Samach Tes, or even before him, the Maritat, Simen Tezayin, the Sharam Melech. A lot of Achrayim say it, but the Nusach they say is a lot, that you only say Avad Loi Mahani when Ayudei the Loi Mahani, you took care of the Isser. The Isser was the Chalois, and if there's no Chalois, there's no Isser. But it's the same Svar. The Torah doesn't want this chalais. That's goof for the Avera. So why would the Torah allow this chalais to work? But mainly you say, Yavad Loi Mahani. Masha'en Kain, when the Torah doesn't mind the Mechira at all, you did the Mechira in a way that's awesome. You did that Isser anyway. The Pshat is, by having the Yavad Loi Mahani, it's not going to help. That's our Mikveg answers, let's say, Sheikhet B'Shabbos. A lot of kashas like that. The Mishnah says in Chulin, Shaitha B'Shamish Ketasvik Sher. Why not let a Shech say Yavad Loi Mahani? The Torah says, the Torah didn't mind that it was Shechted. The Torah minded that it was killed. Whether it's a Kashu Eshchit or a Pasu Eshchit, it's the same Malacha. So by having this Eshchut instead of an Avela, that's not the Chil Shamis. The Chil Shamis took away the Nisham. It took away the Nisham anyway. That's really one Svara. Two Nuschais had to say it. One Nusach is, the Yavad Loi Mahani is when the paid of the Torah was the Kiyam HaMais, the Chalais. So male, the Torah is not going to allow a Chalais against itself. Mashiach, when the paid of the Torah was you doing it, that was the Ikka Kpeda, but the Chalais is fine, just the way you did it was a problem, that you can't say Yavad Loi Mahani. And the second one is, they only say Yavad Loi Mahani if Ayyadeh Loi Mahani, that's going to make it Ois Havera. But if Ayyadeh the Loi Mahani will be the same Avera, says no, then pass the other Loi Mahani. But I think it's the same type of Svar. So this answers the Kasha of the Shildig Gemara, and we'll see. Let's get to it in a second. Balt. The Kasha of the Shildig Gemara, why didn't the Rif bring the Raya from the Sugi and Bava Kamma? The Shach says it's not Shver, because in that Gemara and Bava Kamma, you don't see Midarabban and it works. Because in order to be Chayav Dal Vehei, as long as Midarais it's a Mechira, then you'd be Chayav Dal Vehei. So for the Yishalmi is Mavur, even with the Rabbanan it works. But the Gemara and Bava Kamma, there all you see is that Midaraisa works. You don't say Midarabbanan it works. That's what the Shach answers. So again, Shilti Gibari Master Kasha. Why are you bringing Raya from the Yishalmi that Hekdesh works? The Bavli also says Mechir works on Shabbos when you did this on Shabbos. And for the Shach, from the Bavli, I only see it works Midaraisa. Because let's say the Mechir would work Midaraisa, not Midarabbanan. You've had to be Chayav Dal Vehei. You wouldn't be part of a Dal Vehei because the Mechira doesn't work Midarabbana. So Melech and the Bavli only see that it works Midaraisa. The Yishalmi tells me it works. That means it works Midarabbana also. In fact, the Nesivah says, I don't understand the Shach's Teretz. Nesivah's by Shver, I don't understand it. Yavad Loi Mahani is a Deraisa Dikadin. The Gemara and Bava Kamma was discussing where a guy was over an Issa Deraisa. So if is a Sarif Yavad Loi Mahani, that when someone's over an Issa Deraisa when he sells something, so Mimela, the Mechira doesn't work, so that means it wouldn't work Midaraisa. And if you see from the Gemara it does work Midaraisa, So why would you say it doesn't work with Rabbanan? And Mekveke reads it in the Tshuva, Simon Kufay and Dalin. He says it's a deichik to say that I have to bring a Raya, there Rabbanan were in Geyser, that it doesn't work. Why should Mehecha Teis Rabbanan were Geyser? Why wouldn't it work? Mahani, that's a deraisa digadin. That's the kasha on the Shach. So Mekveke says a pshat, a teretz, he doesn't say this clearly as pshat in the Shach, but I think this is mamish pshat in the Shach. He says his own teretz in the Kushit of Silti Gibarim, and he says it like this. He says, in that Gemara Bava Kama, there are two Isurim that you're doing. There's one Isur and Isur Deraisa. Because Gemara is discussing you're doing a Malacha Deraisa in order to get the Kamim and the Rabbani there. So you're doing a Malacha Deraisa. Kait Steinim Itinasi Vitikvali Nevesayich. Or the Mechir is being done, but I think you're doing a Haitzah Meshus Ram Meshus Yachid. So in that case, so would that make any Avalei Mahani? The Gemara there is Mavur, no. It's still a good Mechir. But there we have the teretz of the achrayim. The mechira is not asa b'chlal. You happen to do a malacha to facilitate the mechira. But the mechira was an asa. The kiyum of the mechira wouldn't make it ice malacha. The akaitz teina mitinasi was a malachas kaitzer. The throw of the name of the mechaz is a malachas kaitzer. The fact that whether it's a mechira is hal or not has nothing to do with the malacha. So then you mamish have the achrayim's teretz, mamish gvaldik. You can't say yavadlai mahani. Because the Avalei Mahani is when the Etzem Mechir is also, the Torah doesn't want this Mechir to take place, it doesn't want to take an effect, so the Torah wouldn't allow that. But here, the Mechir is fine. You did a Malach in order to make the Mechir, that's not going to do anything. Navas, there's something else going on in the Gemara. You did a Mechir on Shabbos. So that, as Rabbi Kvega says it, that the Chazal didn't want a Mechira. That's an Isser in the Guf of Mechira. If the Mechir is Nachal, there's no Isser. So that's a Yavalei Mahani. So the Gemara in Bava Kama, the answer is fine. Midarabana, we would say Yavalei Mahani. But since Midaraisa is a good Mechir, that's Mechayiv Yidal Vehei. But I don't have a Raya that Lemaisa Midarabana is good. Why would I think Midarabana is no good? Because the Rabbana asked Mechira on Shabbos. And then they asked the Guf of the Mechira. They asked the actual Mechir. Ve'avad yosei Yavalei Mahani. So why is the taka good? So Mikvega holds because in Surim Darabana you don't say Avalei Mahani. That's what the Rif and the Rosh wanted from the Yerushalmi. That when is an Issa Deraisa, the Torah doesn't want it. The Torah is not going to allow a Chalais going to happen Kenega the Torah. The Torah is going to make it that if on your day it doesn't happen, there won't be an Issa Torah. That alone is a Svar why it shouldn't happen. But Darabana, they weren't so Machmir. Even though Darabana said it shouldn't happen, and even though on your day that it doesn't happen, that will be Mesach and this is the Rabbanan. But call me the David Rachmana loisav the Avalei Mahani Teira. But the Rabbanan, they hold the Avalei Mahani. That's what Bikveg is gang. And that's where the Rif and the Rosh had to get it from the Yerushalmi. From the Bavli, it's not a Raya because Enech and Amitaka doesn't work with the Rabbanan because of the Rabbanan the Kesir. The Deraisa the Kesir is not an issue in the Mechira. Anyway, you can't say Avalei Mahani. The Rabbanan the Kesir, which is an issue in the Mechira, in the Bavli, it's not a Raya that it works with the Rabbanan. Because even if it wouldn't work with the Rabbanan, it'd be Chayav Dal Vehei. But from the Yishalmi, you see that by the Rabbanans, you don't see Avalei Mahani. But the Nesivah says differently. The Nesivah holds that even the Gabi, the Issa Mechira on Shabbos, you have that Svara. The Rabbanan never asked the Chalais of the Mechira. That didn't bother the Rabbanan at all. They just didn't want you to be Isaac in Mechira. The Maisa Mechira is what's Aser. That's what the Nesivah says. So he doesn't learn, the Nesivah doesn't hold that under Rabbanans, you don't see Avalei Mahani. The Nesivah holds the reason why a Mechish and Aser B'Shamis works is because the Mecher is not the Isser. The Isser is the Mice of the Mecher. The Isser is being involved in your business. But whether the Mecher is Kayim or not has nothing to do with the Isser. That's what the Nesivah names up. But I think even Lefida Nesivah you could say that the Rif and the Rosh are Mesupik which way it is. They will be Mesupik. Is the Pshat that Mecher is an Isser, the Chalais is the Isser? Samel, you would say Yavalei Mahani. Or is it the pshat that the chalais of Chalon the Yisr, the Mais is the Yisr, and then you can't say Yavalei Mahani. The Yishalmi is the Raya that by Mecha B'Shabbos, it's the Mais that's the Yisr, not the chalais. But you don't have the Raya from the Bavli, because by Yisurim the Rabbanan is not going to part you from Dal V'Hei. Because then only, even if you say Yavalei Mahani the Rabbanan. And Yisurim the Raya said, it's not the sight of the Yisr here. The Yisr, the Raya of the Kais Tena, has nothing to do with the Kiyim and the Mecher. But by the Isser Mechir B'Shabbos, then you could say that has to do with it. But you see from the Yishalmi not the way. Like upon him, There is a machlokes Rabbi Kvegin the Nesivus halacha lemaisa. Why don't you say Avalei Mahani by Mecher b'Shabbes? Rabbi Kvegin learns because it's the Rabbanan. Under Rabbanan, you don't say Avalei Mahani. Because Rabbi Kvegin holds that the Mechira on Shabbos the Isser is the chalais of the Mechira. So, Mela, by not having the Mechira, you are Mesak in the Isser. It is the chalais is going connected the din the Rabbanan. The Nesivus holds no. Avada by the Rabbanans, you would say Avalei Mahani. But the point is, Mechir b'Shabbos is not the chalais that bothered the Rabbanan, it's the Esek in the Mechir, whether it's chal or not, it's the same Isser, and Mel, you don't say Avalei Mahani.